வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 18th of March, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
So, why the moon is particularly rises from the eastern side?
The moon, according to the
scientists,
the moon is going down like this.
Right.
So, why the moon is rising from the eastern side? It is going down while it appears from the eastern side.
It's maybe because the earth is spinning on its axis.
Mm-hmm.
Because the earth is turning.
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
What's the answer, Srila Prabhupada?
The answer?
According to Bhagavatam, the moon is not going around the earth. It's revolving around Mount Sumeru, isn't it?
Yeah, according to Bhagavatam, that is a different thing.
But why the moon should simply follow that same pattern?
Yeah.
Going east to west, why not?
Random.
Sometimes rising from the south.
Yes.
Sometimes perhaps from the north.
Well, they say it has a fixed orbit around the earth. It has a fixed orbit around the earth.
Who fixed the orbit?
Chance.
And the sun.
Wonderful question.
Is also rising from the east. But sun is fixed up. And moon is moving. So why is it coming from the same side?
Coming from the
west. Wonderful question.
Huh?
These are wonderful things.
Well, they say that the moon is actually moving around the earth.
And
the earth is rotating, and the sun is only appears to move around the earth.
Is that close to an answer?
Well, they both appear that way because of the turning of the earth.
The sun is fixed up.
The earth is turning.
Earth is turning and moon is turning. But why the sun and moon rises from the same side?
If the earth turns in that direction.
Let's stop. It is proper answer.
Why doesn't the moon sometimes rise in the south or the north?
Because the sun, because the earth is not turning in the opposite direction. What is the Vedic explanation to the problem?
Vedic explanation is the moon is not going around the earthly planet.
This is very revolutionary thought. Because children all over the world, in schools, they're taught simply that the moon is going around the earth. They shouldn't question it.
And they say, you should not question?
No, should not question it. It's taken as fact.
My point is, if the moon is going around the earth, beginning from here to there, similarly, the sun is also going down. Because if you see the similar way,
yes.
It is rising and going that way. So how we can say one is fixed, one is sun? The process we find the same, how we can say that this is fixed and this is going down? Why is the process is the same, then the result will be the same.
If the sun was moving, then they wouldn't be able to prove
and the moon is not seen also for 15 days in the morning. As a layman, we should say that as the moon is rising from this side and going to this side, the sun is also rising from this side. That if the moon is moving, the sun is moving.
That's true, then. What about the changes in the moon's phase? Sometimes
true
or
not true, I'm living. I'm saying that the moon is rising from this side and going to this side. The sun is also rising from this side and going to this side. If the moon is moving, the sun is moving.
Yes, I'm a layman.
Actually, the sun is moving, but they say fixed time.
Moving the same, though, the sun, the moon would always appear full, and it goes through changes, the phases.
Yes. Why the moon is...
They say that everything is moving. Both the earth is moving, sun is moving, and the moon is moving. But everything has got its own time. Moon is moving once around in 28 days, and earth is moving around in 365 days, and sun is also moving in its own time.
But this is some fixed stuff.
No, they don't say fixed stuff.
They say there's a point called the galactic center of the universe, and everything is moving around that point.
They say like that.
Well, what is that center?
Somewhere near the sun. They just imagined it. Close to the sun, but not exactly the sun. At the center, they say.
Our Bhagavad says the whole planetary system is moving like this.
Yes.
Centering the pole star.
Yes.
They admit that there's some sense of universe, everything is going around that, including the sun, but they don't know exactly where it is.
That is pole star?
No, that's admitted, that the pole star, the stars are revolving around everything. They take photographs.
What?
Of the... Everything revolving around the pole star, the constellations.
Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu?
Space?
The phases of the moon. Quarter moon, half moon, full moon.
Waxing and waning.
Waxing and waning.
Matter, do not. Exactly. Immediately.
We don't accept.
No. Probably say. Not right now.
The moon is far away from the sun. That is from Bhagavad.
Further away.
That's the very opposite. Prabhupada, just another question I have. I remember in a walk, I've read in your books that the moon's glowing is due to reflecting the sun. Then I remember on a walk in Vrindavan, you said that the moon is fiery, just like the sun, but there's a cooling atmosphere around it. So is it actually fiery glow, or is it simply a reflecting glow?
That is stated in Bhagavad.
It says reflection in the Bhagavad.
It is also fiery.
Isn't
it? It is because it is far away from the sun.
Hmm.
It is not so glowing.
So it's not a question of reflection, only.
The reflection theory is the modern theory.
Because sometimes in the books it's stated.
Yes. Sometimes I'm taking this modern theory.
Just so that people will understand an example.
Another question is, how do the different seasons come about? Winter, summer, spring?
It is due to the movement of the sun.
Movement of the sun.
But they say the sun is fixed.
Yes, they say the earth is tilting back and forth like this.
That is only thing, but it takes a little time. But the movement of the sun, Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, what is their explanation?
They say that the earth is tilting like this, the sun is fixed. When the earth tilts like this in the northern hemisphere, there's summer. When it tilts like this, the southern hemisphere, there's summer. It's tilting back and forth as it revolves around the sun.
Tilting?
Yes.
But they say it is...
Well, they say the earth is on a tilted axis.
23 degrees from the North Pole.
Yeah. So as it revolves around the sun...
That's another theory.
Huh?
There's two different things.
It's simultaneously going around the sun, and also in itself it is turning.
Yes.
And then it's sometimes tilting on a particular axis.
Huh. Not
simultaneously
exactly.
Moving around the so-called central
sun. For 6 months
it
tilts.
And then it also spins, the globe spins.
Huh?
And then it has different tilts. It takes different degrees. And when the sun's rays hit the earth at a particular angle, it becomes cooler or hotter.
While it's spinning, it's not just spinning straight up and down, it's on an axis.
So it's spinning like this.
Yeah, it's going like a ball.
Not like this, like this.
Yeah. It's on an angle.
And then it is still.
But how does that explain summer and winter?
Because
it's spins 20 every 24 hours. It's turning. How should that matter?
Yeah, for instance, in Sweden, when they have a certain part of the year where it is always dark, so they say this is because the Earth's axis is shifted, so that
Srila Prabhupada, is the Earth also spinning, or is it simply the sun's movement that causes day and night everything?
No planet is fixed except this sun. All are fixed up. But the whole thing is very dark. And that you can see at night. It is like a tree. It is moving. And the sun is moving. And all other planets, they are
fixed.
How is it we see the moon coming in every day then? How is it that we see the moon moving?
Moon? Yeah, that is, of course, I do not remember, but the whole planetary system
is moving.
And the sun is fixed, but it's also moving.
Everything is revolving around that pole star?
Yeah.
Everything is moving around the sun, and the sun is moving around the pole star.
No. Everything is not moving around it.
Like that tree, the tree revolves on it by itself like that, and then the sun is going around the pole star.
Yes.
The tree is just moving like that.
Right.
And the different branches, they remain in the same position in relationship to the center of the tree.
But the sun has its own.
But the sun has an orbit around the whole thing.
So of course.
So the whole universe moves around. Every 24 hours it does one rotation. And then the sun goes around. All that.
Every 24 hours?
More.
It's just a beta tougher.
Huh?
It seems to be one and different simultaneously.
I like that
one. And the Prabhupada, are the planets shaped like balls or more like plates? Because it's hard to understand. Because they're called dvipas, islands. Their roundness, is the roundness of a plate or like a ball?
Which one?
Earth planet.
If it is like a tree, then these things can be a dvipa. Island.
Wow. Now the scientists are getting smashed to bits by your statements, Srila Prabhupada. This destroys their whole theory. Orbs. Round spheres. I think that this Mayapur building, we must build a big planetarium in it.
Yeah, that Vedic planetarium.
Oh, boy. You're going to bring a lot of scientists who will come here just to dispute this.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
World people will come to see Vedic planetarium.
We should advertise it very widely that this is the actual factual explanation of the universe.
It will be automatically advertised. As soon as the temple is finished, people will come back.
We're going to need somebody
to sing it. On principle, we shall only go against it.
Contrary.
On principle. Whatever they say, yes, we say no.
What is the explanation of an eclipse?
Huh?
Eclipse.
Eclipses are as soon as that Rahu planet comes to attack the sun and the moon. And when it comes, it becomes dark.
How does it attack?
How do I attack it?
When we see part of the moon disappear, what is actually happening?
That means that attack. Suppose if I come to attack when I am involved, then you cannot see.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Huh?
Yeah. It's like I'm standing behind it and I Annie is past you. I can't see you. Thank you.
By the scientist's calculation of what's happening with the revolving, they can predict an eclipse. Mm-hmm. They can say in advance when an eclipse will come.
We can also predict.
Yeah,
they predicted Lord J. Donner's appearance.
Eclipse.
And 5,000 years ago,
so apparently they're going to predict Rahu's attack also.
Actually, even the scientists say that.
So they're predicting 5,000 years before the scientists. This is the explanation.
Now, when there is no civilization.
Yes.
There is no civilization 5,000
years. Yeah, 3,000 years before. There is no civilization.
I read that recently in an anthropology book that 3,000 BC, I mean 5,000 years ago, everyone was living, especially in this part of the world, people were simply living in caves.
English propaganda. English propaganda.
They had very crude tools for making their things. Practically, they were like animals.
So how this literature came?
Well, they said it's not older than 1,500 years old.
1,000, where are other literatures like that? 1,500 years in Europe and other places?
No such thing.
Oh, they have them.
Only the literatures were here in India?
No, they have them. They also have mythology in Greece and Roman mythology, too.
Mythology, maybe, but so purposeful verses, very.
Nowhere.
Huh?
Well, like Jesus' philosophy.
Yeah.
That they can't match anywhere.
Then?
How can a caveman make it then?
Yeah.
Each verse, so.
Huh?
Each
so
verse.
Each. Is it possible to compose verses by the caveman? How foolish. Not only that, in Mahabharata there are 100,000 verses. In Bhagavad there are 18,000 verses. Simply Purana is very such rich literature. If there are cavemen, where from this literature came?
They also say Krishna was a tribal chief, but how could he speak such philosophy?
How rascal.
There are a few flaws in the theory.
Yeah. Best class of men, the Aryans, and they were worshipping a tribal chief. And what was Arjuna? He was also tribal chief. Arjuna said, I become your disciple. So what was he? That he is submitting to a tribal chief. This Shastri Hang Sadhi Mahankarpadina. And he is teaching Bhagavad Gita.
It is being read after 5,000 years.
And still they cannot assimilate it. So a so-called civilized man. They cannot understand in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Tatha Dehantara Prapti. That there is transmigration of this one. This is Raskin, and he is tribal chief.
Just to master the language takes 12 years.
Yes.
What to speak of understanding the content.
Parts of modern science, and every philosophy and science group where they're just cheating the public, then they exhibit how Krishna consciousness is showing the real way.
You should do that in this planetarium.
Srila Prabhupada, a few years ago I presented an exposition, and in that was a planetarium, and also there was an exhibit called Man's Relationship with God, which was the alternative to modern anthropology, showing how anthropology is not valid, and man's relationship with God is the valid thing. And then regulation is the preventative of the disease, is the alternative to psychology or behaviorism. Like that, all these exhibits can be there showing how science is false and Krishna consciousness.
Whatever thoughts are coming, you note it. Keep it. We shall utilize it.
This part was
referring to the Shastra.
Sure.
Every page of Bhagavad. I think every year they should be changed.
New exhibit.
New exhibit.
Otherwise it would become stale.
Yeah.
Because we have so much material.
It should be done very easily.
Yeah.
By conveyor belts.
Here the doll maker, they can make dolls within 15 days. Finish. They can do so smart.
So it should be life-size.
Huh?
It should be life-size, like walking into the forest of Namasharanya.
No, not life-size. 3 feet 4 feet.